With time running out on the Middle East peace process, President Clinton has held extensive talks with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat at the White House. The talks yesterday failed to produce a breakthrough, but Arafat agreed to take steps to reduce the ongoing violence in the region, which has left more than 350 people dead, most of them Palestinians. Arafat's now headed to Cairo for a meeting of the Arab League, where President Clinton's peace proposals are likely to be a major topic of discussion, NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Israel has conditionally accepted the president's ideas as a basis for negotiation, but Chairman Arafat has reservations about the ideas, reservations that apparently were not resolved in the White House talks yesterday. Mr. Clinton has proposed a painful compromise. If it's accepted, Israel would drop its claim of sovereignty over parts of East Jerusalem. But in exchange, Palestinian refugees would have to stop demanding the right to return to their family homes inside Israel, the homes they fled in the 1948 war. Before he came to Washington, Arafat sent a letter to the White House saying the president's ideas could not be the sole basis for a final agreement. But President Clinton had argued just last week if there is to be any Israeli-Palestinian agreement, it would be found within the parameters he has proposed. After the Clinton-Arafat talks last night, White House spokesman Jake Seward focused on what was accomplished rather than on what wasn't. According to Seward, Arafat said he is prepared to immediately resume cooperation on combating terrorism, to intensify efforts to stop the shooting, and to arrest those responsible for the violence. The pledge drew a skeptical response from Israeli Cabinet Secretary Amnon Lipkin-Shahak. He told Israeli radio, "The question is the degree of seriousness in Arafat's promise." As for the long-range goal of reviving peace negotiations, P.J. Crowley, spokesman for the National Security Council, gave this assessment to the BBC.
We thought it was a very useful meeting, and the president, his answers were consistent with the parameters he set forth. We think they're the basis to move forward with further negotiations. The chairman had many questions. We'll have the opportunity to consult also with Prime Minister Barak today and perhaps others in the region, and then the president will make his best judgment on how to move forward in the time that he has remaining.
Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Barak, has been increasingly reluctant to resume peace negotiations, regardless of what Arafat decides, as long as the Israeli-Palestinian clashes continue. He told Israeli journalists yesterday, "There is no real way to carry out contacts and negotiations with the Palestinians under these conditions." Meanwhile, Palestinian leaders say they will continue to resist the Israeli occupation of Gaza, the West Bank, and the Muslim holy sites. Prospects for a peace agreement before President Clinton leaves office on January 20th were already dim, but today they are dimmer still. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.